play shows or not. I don't know. Jay Arner from Five Miss. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. We are now going to switch in to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Manta Reagan.
We'll be right back. Akane. Thank you.
Manta Reagan, live on CITR. They are going to join me in the other studio very shortly. Stick around. That was a bit of pre-recorded Heart Feelings off the album. What is it called? I think it's just called Heart Feelings. Self-titled album. The song I played was Knowing. Knowing. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. I am joined in the studio by Manta Reagan.
Hello, Radio Land.
Who just played four songs for us live on the CITR Lounge on the floor. Fresh and excited. Do you want to introduce yourself really quickly?
Sure.
How should I call you? Is it Sam and Britt?
Britt, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We're two-piece.
Yeah. What do you guys play?
Well, I play bass. Sam plays guitar. I play bass.
Yeah, just so people... Program. Radio, they don't... Yeah, they can't
we
see...
We both program the drum machine,
yeah.
Generally.
Yeah, and...
And how long have you been playing?
We've been playing together for a year, but... We played, I don't know, a lot of different genres over the years, and we kind of narrowed it down in the past 6 months.
Yeah. Like, we started off and we had a bunch of drummers playing, but none of them really worked out. So we kind of went to the drum machine, and that kind of molded our sound, a lot of it.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you use, like, a Mac? How does the drum machine work?
We use TR-606 WAV files, and I downloaded a program that I put on my iPod. And you can sequence with it, and that's how it's done.
Do you find that because you're doing group programming something, do you find that you keep going back and changing it?
Yes.
Just playing, like, are you ever happy with it? Or are you getting to the point where, you know, oh, dude, I'm just gonna stop now because, you know, I can just spend another 6 hours just
dealing with the microsecond,
right?
Yeah, it gets pretty frustrating.
It sounds great now, but I can just see sometimes when you're at like a 99, you know, once you get to a certain percent, it's the last, you know, 0 point, you know, it's hard to get to 100, right?
It's tough when you delete things.
Yeah.
We were at a shindig the other day. We were going to play one of our better songs, but I accidentally deleted one of the files and we were unable to play it.
Oh.
We played it tonight.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
How does that... Okay, so you... How do you accidentally delete something? Don't you have to press the delete button?
I actually...
Recorded over it. With another beat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh. Slip of the finger.
No, that's too bad. All right. Yeah, the Shindig Show, you guys got a projector going?
Oh, yeah, but it caught on fire.
Yes, I was too... there's a lot of big crowd on it. I didn't... Some people mentioned this. Did it actually...
Well,
I think what happened is we had a glass piece dividing the bulb and the actual... We used a negative.
It just started melting, the pictures.
I think what we did, though, is we reversed it.
Oh, okay.
And maybe the tape melted. I'm not sure.
But that makes for a good rock and roll show,
though. We should have let it go off the flames. That would have been cool. Yeah.
Let it burn. How did you know? Did you just smell it?
Yeah, there's smoke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did the railway get mad at you at all?
No.
Johnny doesn't care.
No.
It's all good. How did you enjoy the show on Tuesday night?
That was probably the most hectic show we've ever played. Yeah. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Right. Yeah.
We broke 2 cars in the period of a week.
Right.
Yeah, in like 2 weeks, both my modes of transportation for the gear died.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? Just because you didn't drive into a...
No, just old cars.
Bad fuel.
You should have another rock and roll story. It's like, yeah, well, it burned out as well.
Oh, yeah.
It caught on fire.
A piano fell on it from the sky.
Driving on the show. So, yeah. You guys, how long have you been playing music? You guys are relatively young.
Since high school, yeah. So 4 years for me, I guess.
Did you guys both went to the same school?
We did.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a funny story. Before I was friends with Sam, his first band was having a show, and then Sam was grounded, so they asked me to fill in, and so I played bass for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we started hanging out.
Oh, my God. What were you grounded for?
Probably drinking.
Oh, no, this is what happened. He snuck out his window, and then he couldn't get back in because the door was locked, so he slept in the car.
Oh, wow.
And then they caught him the next day.
Oh, that's awesome. What was the name of that band, if you want to mention it?
Oh, man, we changed our name like every week when we were in high school.
I don't remember.
Yeah. We're the Dead Poets. The
Pointed Sticks for a while until we figured out that opened up our eyes
and, oh, yeah, that's a huge Vancouver band.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know? Like,
We were like, what, 15?
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. What kind of stuff were you listening to then?
At that point,
I was in a metal band, a thrash metal band.
Nice.
Sam was in Pointed Sticks or whatever they were called at the time.
Yeah.
So we were like completely different sounding.
Right. Were there a lot of your peers playing music as well in school, or were you sort of the...
Just about everybody I know
is
into music.
Yeah, that's really nice. Nah. When I was in school, nobody plays anything.
Yeah, we were kind of in an artsy kind of school.
Yeah.
Hippie school.
Apparently it's really bad now, though. They've kind of got rid of a lot of that, which is too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I like how there's a lot of very young musicians in Vancouver. I'm old. That's the only reason why I'm saying it. For you guys, like, you probably feel like you're old anyways. When you look back at it, I can drink now and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, like, even this year in Shindig and just bands around town, like, we have 3 underage bands in Shindig this year.
Wow.
Actually.
Huh.
And that's not counting, like, a few bands that just made it this year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's great, because then also it opens up, like, areas for underage venues, all-age venues and stuff.
If there's more
bands like that, then there'll be more demand for that, and it might actually open up the city a little bit more, which would be really good.
Yeah. Did you guys go to a lot of all-age shows when you were... whatever you can?
In White Rock, that's where we're from.
Oh,
White Rock.
Right.
We had a youth center that, like... my band played at a lot, and I played with Sam's band one time, and like There's a little bit, but, you know, just the youth center pretty much, right. Which is kind of...
It's kind of disappointing because, like, I've been looking around in various different states just to see what their venues are like, and they got it made down there.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of all-age venues.
DIY houses.
Yeah, like, collectives.
Yeah.
What's getting there? There's a lot of people trying to, you know, Save Amp is trying to...
Exactly. We were checking that out last night. They're really cool.
Yeah. I really want to start supporting them because I think that's a great indie for I think it's really good, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you should hook up with Ryan, I guess, McCormick or Caitlin and those people. There's a big site. And I think
taxes here are just so outrageous.
Yeah.
It's hard to do anything.
Yeah, for sure. So,
there's
so
many rules.
Yeah, I think they're having a big meeting this Sunday, too. I can't remember that.
Yeah, they're having a fundraiser.
Tomorrow. There's a whole bunch of fundraisers. But there's, like, a big general meeting that they do, like, once a month. So if they want to, if you really want to, like, you know, give them ideas and stuff, that's all good. Why don't we play? You brought some music.
People guessing at our influences.
Okay.
To play them.
So, let's try to bring that up. So, what are we going to play first?
First song is by Big Black. It's called Kerosene.
Okay, awesome. This is, Manta Reagan, but not really, because playing music on CITR.
Set me on fire!
Big Black on CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry for the one line, one channel that might have came out. I don't know. I think the cable may be kind of weird. It's going to do some puggage. I'm here with Manta Reagan, Sam, and Britt, and they're going to pick another song to play. Can you talk a bit about what you're going to play next?
Well, this is the pre-Joy Division band, Warsaw, which I guess you could say is like kind of influential to us, yeah. So we're gonna play "They Walked in Line."
Do you two listen to the same music a lot?
Yeah.
Do you?
We kind of share a record collection.
We kind of share a record collection in like iTunes libraries.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have our different tastes as well, but.
But generally, if you like something, the other person would like it as well.
We both like really kind of like hard driving music, like I don't know, drum machine and like really powerful. I don't know.
Is there something that you like that the other person absolutely hates? Can you?
T.I. I hate T.I.
I like T.I. I love him. I think he's a sexy man. And I like Kanye.
Oh.
I like stuff that I can dance to.
Right.
Get my groove on.
Not really your thing. Not your thing, Sam. No.
No.
All right. Let's play another song, and I'll see.
All right.
If it works well or not.
So this is "They Walked in Line" by Warsaw.
Okay.
Kicks ass.
They walked in line.
right, we are back. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am live in studio with my guest, Manta Reagan. They just played a set at the top, near the top of the hour, live in studio. What songs did you play tonight? Other name?
We played
Tagil,
which is a French song.
Pin the Tail.
We played Pin the Tail, which is a song that Sam sang at the end. Right. We opened with Melatonin, and we played our new song, which is called Dog's Town, which is a slower, kind of groovier song, I guess.
Very nice. How many songs are in your repertoire right now, you think?
Like 10, 12.
Well, we have, like, a huge set list, but we scratched a lot of the songs because just didn't like playing them anymore, or they were not really our sound anymore. So.
Right. What does that mean, for example? Are you kind of changing towards something else, or are you just...
Revamping them a lot of the time, or just... Mm-hmm.
A lot of them
completely
are...
Completely disregarding them.
Yeah, like, we had this one song called... what was that one that we just completely changed? Oh, This Is the End?
Mm-hmm.
And we just got really... I don't know. Every time we played it, it was really frustrating, and it just didn't... It didn't flow at all, so we just completely revamped the whole song, and we haven't played it live yet. But
okay, but so basically, it's still a work in progress. Then
We might play it tomorrow at the Astoria, but we don't know.
All right, you have shows coming up. Let's talk a bit. You're playing 3 shows in a week. Well, if this counts as a show,
We played 2.
Yeah, this is our second.
By tomorrow will be the 3rd one.
Yeah,
and tomorrow will be we're playing at the Astoria with a band called Horsefly.
Killer band.
Who's really good.
I don't know much about them. How?
If you like Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, yeah.
They sound a lot like Dinosaur
Jr. Oh, nice.
But they're awesome.
Yeah. They work really hard. Like, they'll play a 40-minute set, and they'll be playing so fast the entire time, and they'll just give it their all. It's great. It's really good, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is at the Astoria. How do people get a hold of you? Is there a website?
We have a MySpace.
MySpace.com/Manta Reagan Band.
Yep.
So actual Manta Reagan is taken by somebody else, right?
There's an Iowa metal band.
Oh, yeah?
They're like something.
I think they're like a... They call themselves thrash metal band, but I don't know for sure. Yeah.
They have more views than us.
They have a really nice, really stylized website. I think they might be signed. I don't know. But we're thinking about changing our name soon anyway.
So. Seriously?
Yeah.
Coban.
We might be changing it to Coban, yeah.
Oh, interesting. But I don't know. It's a good name so far, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just have to fight those guys for the...
Well, it's just... I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it might be a little bit cheesy. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, well, let's see.
All right,
let's play my music.
This song's dedicated to our friends in Ohio because I stole it off of one of their blogs.
Awesome.
This is Friends of My World by The Boys Next Door.
Right.
My car.
That was, who was that again? What is it called?
The Boys Next Door.
The Boys Next Door.
Nick Cave sings for him. You've probably seen him in every magazine lately for some reason.
Like the Georgia Strait and the...
Oh, yeah. Constantly in the Georgia Strait for some reason.
He's a great man, though, so it's all right.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm here with Sam and Britt from Manta Reagan. Let's talk a bit about, well, there's a show tomorrow, and then there's another show that's coming up.
There's a pending show at...
Okay.
A cafe called Lion's Den, is it?
It's either the Lion's Den, not the art gallery, but the cafe, or it's at the Purple Crab, I'm not sure, and that will be on December 18th.
The 18th, any guys playing during Christmas at all? Nothing ever happens during Christmas. I think people should start playing shows.
Cause gotta chill out.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Play Call of Duty.
Because I always feel like, those days, starting from the 24th, it's like nothing happens in Vancouver, which is fine, I guess. But I feel like I'm kind of itching to go out sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And all my friends are out of town, but maybe that's why.
Probably be some killer house parties.
Yeah.
Maybe some big turkey dinners.
Yeah.
A live band.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Awesome. That's very awesome. So the website is myspace.com, Manta Reagan Band. And
we're not from Iowa.
Not from Iowa. Yeah. Not from Iowa. So I'm going to play one more song that you guys selected from a band called Cat Attack.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about them?
Well, earlier we were talking about how Sam's first band, and like the guitarist from Sam's first band is in this band, Cat Attack. And there's five of them, I think. Mm-hmm. Sophie Sweetland from MT40, Corey Linehan, Jade Beck, Akane Yamaki, and Tom Lougheed, and this is their band.
Yeah, stayed up all night recording this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're playing on the 5th at the Balmoral with, I forget
with
who.
With Walter TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
At the, that's at Balmoral where the reopening party, because they've been doing, it's the No More Stranger thing. Yeah, that's
renovation.
What it is.
They've been renovating.
Way better than Smiley's.
Yeah, Smiley's was, have you
it's
been
a bit
to
it? Ritzy.
Yeah.
Did you play there or no?
No, we didn't play there. We went there, though. Yeah.
Did you say a bit risky?
Ritzy.
Oh, Ritzy. Yeah, it's really...
West End.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I guess they needed a place to...
It was really, there were a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
So it was good.
There's a lot of people I think a lot of people just going to be there to dance or something anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it worked out, I think, just for the, but it's really fancy. I couldn't think it wouldn't have lasted much longer.
I think it was a UFC night when we went there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was, UFC all over the place on all the screens.
Yeah. All right. This is Cat Attack, and I think I'm just going to play this, and we're going to say goodbye to Manta Reagan.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for coming out. Best of luck with everything else.
Thanks.
Yeah, awesome. Cat Attack on CITR.
Now, sister, long time ago, just addicted.